Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's gonna be a lovely day.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. That means it's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday! Yeah!
You had the weirdest look on your face.
Sorry. I was trying to get back to the taco.
I thought it was on the wrong day. I was like, what? Today is Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Episode 1771. And we're powered by America's Thrift Stores. Shop smart at America's Thrift Stores, now open in Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. You can browse standout pieces or snag brand name steals at up to 70% off retail. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Shop smart.
You know, I noticed at the America's Thrift Stores that they put their pants like I've never seen them before, like at an angle. You know what I'm talking about? You know how the people just put them on a rack and you look through them? They've got them kind of sticking out where you can kind of see good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know how they do that, but...
I don't know either. I didn't think about that, but their store is very well laid out.
Yes, it is.
And wide aisles, so you don't feel cramped.
Right, right.
Doesn't feel
they
junky.
They had a big crowd when I was in. I went in a weekday. I think it was a Tuesday, and it was packed.
Do you see all those rugs in the back? Isn't it amazing how many rugs they have?
Yeah.
I mean, they have a whole section, yeah.
9 by 12s.
Yeah.
You're looking for a big rug. 10 days until Halloween.
Whoa.
You okay?
I was just doing a sound effect.
Laverne at Smyrna. I'm going to say Laverne at Shirley. Laverne at Smyrna is on WGNS and Big G TV Friday. You, Bill, and Rod will be there. I will be taking time off.
Mm-hmm.
Very deserved time off after 26 years. MTSU's at Delaware tomorrow. 5 p.m. is airtime for that one this weekend. Tennessee's at Kentucky.
Ooh.
Vandy hosts Missouri. And Titans host Indianapolis.
Who would have thought that the Vanderbilt-Missouri game would be between two ranked teams?
Yeah.
I mean, typically it's not.
No, no.
Vanderbilt and Missouri have the most SEC losses in the conference in the last 10 years or whatever.
Missouri's pretty good.
They are.
Yeah.
Everybody is pretty good.
Tennessee shouldn't have any trouble with Kentucky. So, and I always, when I get to that Tennessee-Kentucky game, I kind of know, okay, the season's starting, we're on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're starting to, and then they usually have another game, and then they play Vanderbilt. So, all right.
That ought to be very interesting when that comes around.
Vanderbilt,
I think it's in Nashville, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. Be a lot of orange there. Not as much as usual, but there'll be a lot of orange there. I want to also remind you that we have our song of the day. I didn't forget it today. I didn't want to forget it.
Yay.
Okay? All right.
You like this song, too,
I think. Do. And I'm going to let it play a little bit because I really like it. Okay?
Okay?
It's the number one Halloween song of all time.
Oh, is it?
It is. It's The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I messed up.
I was going to say, man, what a buildup, but that's not the song.
This is not the song of the day. This is the song of the day. It's not my favorite.
And it's not the biggest song
ever. No, no. Seasons of the Witch by Donovan.
Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah.
I wonder what tomorrow's song is going to be.
Could it be Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett? We're not going to let that play that long.
Okay.
No, I mean...
Oh, okay.
Longer than that.
What
song of the day.
It's kind of a boring song, is it?
Yeah. So far, I've been that impressed by your selections, but tomorrow, Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett. While I'm at it, Stevie Wonder's going to perform on Thursday.
These are the top 15... Halloween songs.
And then another classic's going to be on Friday. So, you've led up to a big build here for this week.
Yeah. I've tried to mix them up a little bit. Instead of, you know, you do the top 15, you know, 7 or 8 through 15 are not going to be that great. but why not mix them up? Give you a little variety.
Yeah.
So these are the top 15, but in no particular order.
Yeah. Our word of the day today is...
Abracadabra.
No.
Oh.
Scary.
Scary?
Scary.
Are you going to talk about, like, Halloween movies? Because they're always scary to me.
Halloween movies, yeah. Good idea. They're scary.
They are scary.
But next segment, I'm going to talk about the Masters of Flip. I'll tell you more later.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds westerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight clear. Lows falling to the 40s. Winds remain west 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 60s. And then Wednesday night clear with lows falling back to 41. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hey, this is Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to our exclusive one-day-only estate jewelry event. It's going to be on Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I can't stress enough that it is one day only. One day only estate jewelry event. Thursday, November 13th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's at Bell Jewelers at 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
In Toronto, the Blue Jays took Game 7 of the American League Championship Series, edging Seattle 4-3 as George Springer hit a three-run homer in the seventh. Solo homers for Seattle's Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh. The Mariners, with runners in scoring position, went 1-for-7. The series MVP was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The World Series starts Friday night on Fox TV with Toronto hosting the L.A. Dodgers. Toronto had one more win than L.A. during the regular season. NFL victories for Detroit and Seattle. There were two Monday night football games. Seattle, now 5-2, beat Houston 27-19 despite four turnovers. Sam Darnold with one touchdown pass, one interception, one fumble. Detroit, now 5-2, beat Tampa Bay 24-9. Jared Goff, one TD, one interception, one fumble. Jahmyr Gibbs, 17 carries, 136 yards, two scores. Tampa Bay wideout Mike Evans left with a broken collarbone.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. You can find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. That's an example of little spare change adds up.
Well, if your bill is $179.10, will you round up? give 90 cents to sharing change.
I used to take my pocket change and I put it in a piggy bank thing, big, yeah, you know, and I let the girls have it. And one day I freaked out. They both got like $200. I went, I could have used that $200 a piece. So it's about $400 in change.
So you don't do that anymore?
No, I still do it, yeah.
Oh, do you?
They're my grandkids. Yes, of course I am. Mm. You should be doing that for Lena right now. But you don't use cash, do you?
Hardly ever.
Yeah. So I guess Lena's going
to
be broke.
I've got to have a quarter when I go to Aldi, but that's about it.
They have good keto bread there. All right. Our good neighbor of the day today is Dr. James Garner. Today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a wonderful, caring, and compassionate doctor. Dr. Garner is going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gift. That's Jenny Harrison and company. They're located at 117 South Academy Street and WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
All right. Love Dr. Garner. He was my dad's doctor for...
He was everybody's doctor forever. There for a while, yeah.
He's still going strong out there in the Highland Terrace place. But thanks to our good neighbor of the day. Thanks to the person who sent in, Dr. Garner. Dr. Garner, not Gardner.
James Garner, like the actor.
I know.
Yeah.
Kind of doesn't look like him, though.
No.
If you want to send in a good neighbor of the day, not a Hollywood celebrity, we're talking about people right here in our own hometown, you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. We'll get it to us here as well, and we'll make them the good neighbor of the day here in the coming weeks. So help us out with that. Also, birthdays and anniversaries. Don't forget those folks who are celebrating on this 21st of October on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Call, text, let us know. Well, today's holiday includes Apple Day. So have yourself an apple. Honeycrisp is my favorite. It's Garbanzo Bean Day. It's Count Your Buttons
Day. It's what day?
Garbanzo.
Garbanzo.
Yeah, Garbanzo. It's National Pet for Veterans Day, National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day, and it's Babbling Day. So if you just go around babbling. This in honor of my wife.
Well, she just babbles?
Of course she does. I hear about 25% of what she says.
Oh, well.
The rest is babbling.
That's what all men do, though, don't they? Just kind of listen in and out. Just kind of hear the important parts. Nothing else.
Did you say something?
624.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Health officials in Shelby County report that hand, foot, and mouth disease has been confirmed in 31 schools and 3 daycare centers. Shelby County Health Department says 178 students and staff have been diagnosed so far. The virus spreads easily in settings where children are in close contact and is especially common in late summer and early fall. Parents are urged to keep children at home if they have a fever, mouth sores, or blisters, and wait until they're fully well and fever-free before returning. Service disruptions continued following an outage of certain Amazon Web Services systems. Disruptions were initially reported Sunday overnight, affecting multiple major websites and platforms such as Delta Airlines, Snapchat, and the Amazon Marketplace. Another wave of outages arriving midday Monday, with commerce once again affected. Analysts believe the issues are with internal coding and equipment and not believed to be malicious. The cause has not yet been released.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A Newport police officer is facing charges after a woman accused him of domestic assault and false imprisonment. According to court records, Officer Brandon Cassidy allegedly held the woman down on a bed, refused to let her leave, and tried to take her phone during an argument. Two children were reportedly in the room. A Cock County deputy said the woman appeared afraid and claimed this behavior had been happening for months. Cassidy has not publicly responded to the allegations. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, 27 minutes after 6. I promised I'd talk about the Masters of Flip. It was a show that was on HGTV. Well, I found it on alternative stations that DirecTV has, and I started watching it. It's an interesting story because they flip houses, which, you know, but they started out, they were musicians. And she was a singer, and I think he played instruments and stuff. And they moved to Nashville from Canada to become country music stars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't pan out. So in the meantime, they decided, hey, let's just flip houses. They were married. Dave and Courtney Wilson are their names. So they started flipping houses. And they were so good at it in the Nashville area that they got their own show.
Interesting.
Now, here's the thing. They were on for about 3 years or so. I love them. They had great chemistry. I mean, it was really funny. He was funny. And she's a very attractive woman. And, you know, it just made, she was funny too, made for good TV. Well, they wind up getting a divorce. So she went on her own. I don't know what he's doing now, but she went on her own and had another flipping show, and that was quite entertaining as well, but with a different guy. But I guess because they got divorced, it just didn't quite jive as well with the audience, you know, once they'd lose that you know, that thing that got them together. She recently got married in 2023. To an entrepreneur. I don't know what she's doing now, but I just thought that was a really interesting that they came to Nashville to be country music musicians, and they wound up flipping homes. And I tell all of this to tell you what I saw on it. I was watching one of the reruns. They're all reruns. Mm-hmm. And they're building a house in Nashville, historic Nashville. Guess what I see? An SRM concrete truck.
Oh, wow.
Pouring concrete.
Yeah.
And, so I thought, well, that's good. That's good. I was in Alabama, I think, maybe somewhere there. Saw an SRM concrete truck drive by there.
I bet.
So they're everywhere. I mean, they're not just, like you say, locally owned, nationally known, you know, is really true.
I wonder if, okay, now this is AI. Okay, this is from their website. How many states? We have 50 states, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many states do they have a presence in?
Well, I'm going to take a wild guess.
Okay.
I'm going to say 22.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
23.
Wow, are you kidding me? I got that close.
Yeah. 23. Almost half the states have an SRM.
Are they in the South mostly? Or I mean,
8,500 employees. So they're from Michigan to Florida. They've got several in Texas. They're in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And Colorado, Wyoming, up in Minnesota. But, as you would think, a lot in the South, but I'm telling you, the whole Eastern seaboard here, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio.
And they're constantly looking to expand.
Pennsylvania.
Too. They have people work there that do that. They go to places and try to get them. I know Brian did that for a while, and then he retired, but
yeah,
that was his job.
And some of them are plants. Some of them are quarries, you know, cement terminals, harbors, block. All, they do different things. North Carolina, out along Myrtle Beach. It's crazy.
But I just thought that was really interesting. And they started out as Smyrna Ready Mix, didn't they?
That's what SRM stands for, but it's now SRM because they're in so many states.
Yeah.
And that the place on 840 where their building is, that is their company headquarters in Smyrna with 23 states.
And we've been inside it.
We have. It's really...
Almost had lunch there.
They have a cafeteria in
there. It's neat.
And a daycare.
It's a beautiful place. It's just absolutely beautiful.
And it's built out of wood. No. I'm just kidding. It's all concrete.
And that's all free advertising, folks. They didn't pay us to do that. You know.
Well, no, but I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, let's do today. Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1964, the film version of My Fair Lady, starring Rex Harrison and Audrey Hepburn, premieres in New York.
On the plane, on the plane.
And where's that blasted plane?
In Spain, in Spain.
In 1975, Elton John is given a star in Hollywood.
I'm still standing after all this time.
On my star.
And in 2018, Julia Louise Dreyfus is presented with the Mark Twain Prize, comedy's top honor, at a ceremony in New York. And that's a look at today in history. Coming up, Brandon Brooks standing by with Rewind at 6:33. It's the Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. October 21st, 1988.
You're living in a romance.
Sharing our dreams.
The release of the romantic comedy.
You really believe this 30-year-old guy is going to leave his wife and live happily ever after with you?
Mystic Pizza, starring Julia Roberts.
I'm going to be slinging pizza for the rest of my life.
October 21st.
Now let me tell you something, kid. That's the real world out there.
1994.
That's a lot rougher place than you think.
The release of Woody Allen's Bullets Over Broadway. It was a financial flop.
Or not to be. That's the way it goes.
But was nominated for 7 Oscars and won 1.
Shut up and read.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
The monkey glands are working.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds westerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight clear. Lows falling to the 40s. Winds remain west 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 60s. And then Wednesday night clear with lows falling back to 41. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
Good morning. A couple of accidents out here. It's starting to pick up pretty good now with that volume on 24 westbound at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic flowing in right now in the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's starting to load up with more volume trying to get out of Wilson County this time of the morning westbound, especially on I-40 as you work your way through the Mount Juliet area. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests. Pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
You've depended on WGNS for local news and information for over 78 years. Thank you for continuing to check with your good neighbor station. Next Thursday, it's a haunted chamber. the Tennessee Philharmonic Orchestra offers a Halloween Eve concert. 7 o'clock in the evening, Thursday, October 30th, at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. We remember you, an Alzheimer's and dementia caregiver support group that meets at the Villages of Murfreesboro every second Tuesday. And the 49th annual Harvest Days is at Cannonsburg Pioneer Village this Saturday from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Wine Around the Square is this Saturday from 6 until 9 in the evening around the Murfreesboro Square. It benefits St. Thomas Rutherford Foundation's Power of Pink. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit recycleright.tn.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy. Recycle classy. Recycle right. Tennessee.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to recycleright.tn.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Nice guy.
You can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big GTV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen. You can also hear us on 101.9, 100.5, AM 1450.
Correct, sir.
All right. Now, the word of the day is scary. Do we have a scary joke?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, let's hear it first. It could be.
Well, you know, I've been trying to break up with my obstetrician lately, but it's really hard.
Really?
Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she moves closer and says, "How about now?"
That was good. I give that a thumbs plus.
Oh, really? You like that one?
Yeah, thumbs plus. Thumbs up plus.
Obstetrician?
That wasn't just solid. That was scary good.
Oh, okay, nice. Word of the day is scary.
You got it. You got to get in the microphone. You got it? Yeah.
Scary.
The word of the day is scary.
That's why I want to do that. I'm going to be the MC for Password.
I love that guy.
The password is...
You're pretty good at it. You could do it. Look, man. Okay. 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has obtained documents showing a pardon Capitol Hill rioters charged with threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
Christopher Moynihan, a Dutchess County, New York man, was arrested over the weekend by state police accused of texting messages that he threatened to kill House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries at a Monday New York City event at which Jeffries was appearing.
Officials in Atlanta say a mentally challenged 48-year-old is under arrest over a plan to stage a mass shooting at the airport there. CBS's Skylar Henry.
He made the threat on a social media live stream. A family member saw it, then contacted police.
Roblox is facing a new criminal subpoenas in Florida over claims it puts kids at risk. The platform's chief safety officer, Matt Kaufman, spoke to CBS News earlier this month.
Our job is to do the best that we possibly can to prevent anything from happening on our platform and to report those situations as quickly as possible.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A recent audit from the Tennessee Comptroller's Office has raised red flags about the state's failure to investigate thousands of complaints against nursing homes and assisted living facilities on time. Between July of 2022 and April of 2025, 42% of the 13,096 complaints filed went unaddressed with the federally required timeline, with some sitting uninvestigated for 5 years. Executive Director Logan Grant, who leads the Health Facilities Commission, acknowledged the backlog began when his agency took over complaint duties from the Tennessee Department of Health in 2022. Lawmakers, including Senator Charlene Oliver of Nashville, voiced deep concern, while Representative John Crawford warned that patience is running thin. The commission is set to dissolve in December of 2026. Here in Rutherford County, residents are reeling from a scathing report revealing that 1 in 4 property assessments were incorrect. Tennessee Comptroller Jason Mumpower told county commissioners the appraisal process was, quote, riddled with errors, end quote, and lacked credibility. The audit of over 8,600 parcels exposed issues such as missing structures, misfiled changes, and wildly inconsistent evaluations, including a $217,000 gap between two comparable homes. The Rutherford County Assessor's Office, led by Rob Mitchell, even attempted to sue the state, a case that was dismissed. Mumpower is now recommending a third-party review of all 130,000-plus parcels and a switch to state appraisal software to restore public trust across Murfreesboro and the broader county. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
Play an old guitar from 1:30 to 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. City offices in Laverne, Tennessee are temporarily closed after a cybersecurity incident disrupted computer systems on Friday. Officials say the issue is under investigation with help from the FBI and the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Despite the shutdown, essential services like police, fire, and water are still running. The city has not yet said when all systems will be back online or offices reopened. A former Williamson County Sheriff's deputy has pleaded guilty in federal court to attempting to possess child pornography. Joseph Slaybaugh admitted he knowingly tried to obtain illegal material online, according to court documents filed in Chattanooga. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Slaybaugh also faces supervised release, possible restitution, and other penalties. A sentencing date has not yet been set. More news in 30 seconds.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you're heading to Centennial Park in Nashville, be aware that part of the walking loop around Lake Watauga is now closed. The city is making big upgrades, including a new park entrance, wider paths for walking and biking, and turning the old croquet clubhouse into a cafe. Most of the loop and the sunken garden will stay open during the construction. The project is expected to be finished by the fall of 2026. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches' weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. Hope you're enjoying your Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
But that's next hour. And you know, you have to have the snack food report. We need to have him do a live remote of that. You know, like a live come in from wherever he is and just do the snack food report.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. I'm always the one who has to do all of his work when he's not here.
But you see how I'm on top of things? And
I'm glad you mentioned it.
Yeah, because you would have gone, oh, I don't have it, you know.
Well,
you have from 7 o'clock to 7:11 to get it, you know, to find it.
He changes where he gets it, so I have no idea whether.
I don't know. I don't listen to it when he's talking. We are new owners. Brian and I, I have a new couch. Brian has a new couch, and I have a new bed, adjustable bed. Brian already has one of those. He didn't have to get one. And I also have a new coffee table coming. So I'm kind of excited.
I bought, it's kind of a new thing.
Yeah, tell us about it, Brian.
It's going to come in two boxes. So
you kind of got me when you were telling me off air that it's inflatable. That kind of scares me.
Well, not inflatable, but it kind of feels that way. They have come such a long way with foam that, I mean, this says that it will hold 1,350 pounds comfortably, but it's really, really thick foam. So when it comes, it's in that vacuum sealed thing, and you have to give it like 72 hours to fully expand the foam.
Wow.
To expand.
So you just sit it out and then it just,
and it expands.
Good luck with that.
And
you'll put it in a different room from the dogs.
Probably not. I mean they can sit on it. If it's not expanded, it's not going to hurt to have 10 pounds on it, I wouldn't think.
And it's immune from dog claws and all that.
So it's almost it almost looks like corduroy It's got little grooves in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's soft. It's got big wide arms, like 9 inches wide.
You show me. It looks like furniture. It looks like couch.
It's an L shape.
But it's a modular unit, right? You can move it around.
It's three different pieces. So you have four different pieces. You've got two ends, you have a middle, and you have an ottoman. And so you can make the L shape on the left or the right. You can move the ottoman around to make it like a bed for, like, if Little Bit ever comes over, she could sleep on the couch. Makes a little bed. It's pretty cool. And you can buy extra pieces to it, too. And matching chair, if you wanted a chair that match it, sit out somewhere. You can use the two ends as chairs that just have one arm.
Okay, yeah.
And put a little coffee table between. So it's the new thing, I think. It's kind of a up-and-coming thing. Probably for apartment dwellers and condos, right, and things like that. It's really easy to move around. It's not heavy. So we'll see how it works.
Looks good. Looks good from what I saw. But
I got a darker gray.
It doesn't accumulate dog hair.
I'm sure it will, but
it should be easy to.
It says you just vacuum it off.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got a darker color, so it's not going to show stains. I had a beige couch, and it showed stains with black dog hair. I mean, you couldn't keep it clean.
Yeah.
So at least it'll look clean, but when you sit on it, you'll be full of dog hair. But you come to expect that at my house.
I got the adjustable bed. I'm really getting into that. I kind of like it.
I love mine.
Although I'm a side sleeper, so it doesn't really, you know, you sleep on your back, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
I wind up on my side, but I'll lower the bed flat.
I told her, I told my daughter, I said, I really need my TV on the, and she said, no, because Brett has to do that. But it said, like, right in front of me, instead of, I have it in the corner, diagonal, in the corner, because I'm a side sleeper. So when I look, well, that's all changed a little bit. But it is good about, if you have a cold or you're not breathing well, it's really good. You lift that head up a little bit, you know.
For me, it was to take the pressure off of my back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it certainly does that.
Yeah. Know my trouble with hip and right now, and so that it's been very helpful. All right, we better move to birthdays because we're going to run out of time here.
Anybody
with birthdays.
In the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, here we go. 1833, Alfred Nobel, the Swedish chemist who invented dynamite. And founded the Nobel Prizes. 1942, Judith Scheinlin, jurist and television personality. She judged Judy. 1956, Carrie Fisher, American actress. She played Princess Leia in the Star Wars trilogy.
And this plays every time that she's on screen.
That's right.
It's Princess Leia music.
And in 1980, Kim Kardashian, American TV personality, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That makes her 45?
Yeah.
45. Wow. All right, that's a look at celebrity birthdays locally. Brian Hercules, not only is he retired, he's gotten a year older.
Well, can you tell?
Easily. Jennifer Burks, Brenda Height, Ben Cunningham, Gene Host, and Katie Peachy have birthdays today. I'd love to have a last name of Peachy. It fires you up.
Yeah. She comes in and talks. She's with Beasley.
She's vibrant, isn't she?
Yes.
She's full of life.
Very much so.
You know why?
She's peachy.
She's peachy. She's a peachy.
She's not scary.
Well, no.
615.
The word today is scary.
615-893-1450. Add to our birthday list birthdays, anniversaries from Slick Pig Barbecue.
655 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay tuned for more weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today, highs top out near 73 degrees, winds westerly 5 to 15 miles per hour, higher gusts possible. Tonight clear, lows falling to the 40s, winds remain west 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine, highs warm into the upper 60s, and then Wednesday night clear with lows falling back to 41. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 56.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Find out more how your spare change can make a difference at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a wreck where they always crash here, especially this time of the morning. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It's slowing down in that traffic flow that's trying to get down through there this time of the morning as people stare at that wreck on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. It's gotten heavier up through Spring Hill here in the last few minutes through Williamson County on 65 northbound as you approach 840. Hey, Stein Dental Care in Nashville with over 350 five-star wonderful Google reviews. That's Stein Dental Care in Nashville. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
No middlemen, no mystery, just fresh picked produce
straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market,
where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, there's something fresh every week, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
At Middle Tennessee Electric,
Adam Driver almost went back to a galaxy far, far away.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, but Disney, not so much. Driver, who played the villainous Kylo Ren in the Star Wars sequels, actually pitched a Kylo Ren movie with director Steven Soderbergh, The Hunt for Ben Solo. Now, the character is technically dead, but, you know, this being sci-fi and all. Either way, Disney turned down the idea.
There's no going back.
So much for keeping secrets. Last week, we told you about the casting of the Cowardly Lion in the Wicked sequel, Wicked for Good. It was supposed to be under lock and key, but all has been revealed. Coleman Domingo will voice the character when Wicked for Good drops November 21st. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we're just rolling in dough. Got new couches, new beds. You know, we're just rolling money all over the place.
Oh, I charge mine. Don't tell Dave Ramsey.
Me too. Yeah, Dave would not be happy with us. Okay, our good neighbor of the day is Dr. James Garner. He's the SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for being a wonderful, caring, and compassionate doctor. And Dr. Garner is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and WGNS. And today's Good Neighbor Salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community.
Okay, so that is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, but we do it every weekday morning, so that's five a week, 20 a month, and we rely on you, our great listeners out there, to send in good neighbors. So help us out, 615-893-1450. Also, same text neighbor to that number, but you can text that number with your birthdays and anniversaries here this morning. On the Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Store, open now, doing big deals over at MLK Junior Boulevard. Stop on in, visit with our friends out there, and don't forget their Halloween hub for all of your costume and decorating Halloween needs.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Crisis averted at major airport.
He had the intention to inflict harm to as many people as he could.
Court allows guard deployment to Portland.
A gross, un-American abuse of power.
Manhunt and questions after Louvre heist.
It's a major security breach.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Atlanta police say it was a crisis averted after arresting a man who they say came to the world's busiest airport with a gun. CBS's Skylar Henry reports the 48-year-old man faces charges that include making terroristic threats.
What are your reasons at the airport right now?
We will now?
Why are you at the airport?
Oh.
I'm just here.
A body-worn camera shows the moment two Atlanta police officers approached Billy Joe Cagle at the airport's South Terminal Monday morning.
Billy Cagle.
Billy?
Yes, ma'am.
Police were canvassing for Cagle after his family called 911 less than 30 minutes earlier.
We were alerted by family members that Mr. Cagle was en route to somewhere in the Atlanta area. They weren't sure. Ultimately, we found out it was the Atlanta airport and that he had the intention to inflict harm to as many people as he could.
Put some hands behind your back.
Officers arrested Cagle in the terminal. He was unarmed at the time. But police say just outside in his truck, they found an AR-15 assault rifle and 27 rounds of ammunition.
There's word a pardoned Capitol attacker was arrested for allegedly threatening to kill House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries. Court documents obtained by CBS News say Christopher Moynihan was arrested Sunday after saying in text messages that he planned to eliminate Jeffries when he spoke at an event yesterday. It's day 21 of the government shutdown, but it's not stopped construction work at the White House. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The shutdown is not getting in the way of construction here at the White House for a 90,000-square-foot ballroom that is being built with private funds. The east wing of the White House started to come down yesterday, and that took a lot of people by surprise because back in July, President Trump said the ballroom, quote, won't interfere with the current building. He said it was going to be an entirely separate building. But then a couple days ago, he reversed that, saying that the east wing would be demolished. He said everything out there is coming down. Mr. Trump says the east wing, where the First Lady's office is located, is being fully modernized and will be more beautiful than ever when it is complete, but still no explanation from the White House about why the plans changed.
A federal appeals court has cleared the way for the Trump administration to mobilize Oregon's National Guard in Portland.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says the National Guard remains staged and cannot be deployed until there's a full review of the ruling. And she says the 2-1 decision by the Ninth Circuit is based on false information.
That administration is being dishonest, and these actions to deploy troops are a gross, un-American abuse of power.
Kotek continues to blame federal law enforcement for unrest outside Portland's ICE building.
The federal agents on the ground are essentially instigating conflict with folks who are lawfully protesting.
Heather Roberts for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
Vice President J.D. Vance landed in Israel today on a mission to shore up the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. He's expected to meet with top American envoys and military experts. Tomorrow, he'll talk with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now to Paris, CBS's Elizabeth Palmer has the latest on the investigation into the jewel heist at the Louvre.
The police found plenty of evidence under the thieves' ladder, including a power saw, gloves, and a walkie-talkie, as well as gasoline. Apparently, they'd wanted to burn their tools, but didn't have time. The robbers wanted France's crown jewels, priceless in historical terms, but broken up and sold on the black market, still worth multi-millions. This heist is a tragedy and a national embarrassment. Tourists were stunned.
You think in the Louvre, of all places, don't they have like the best security on the planet?
In fact, they don't have the best security on the planet, and that's kicked off a huge blame game in France.
It took most of the day, but Amazon said last night its cloud service is back to normal after an outage affected hundreds of websites and apps. CBS's Kelly O'Grady describes what happened.
When you're using an app or a website, it collects data from a server. In this case, your app and the Amazon Web Services server couldn't communicate. Think of it as if you're trying to contact a specific person and you don't have the right phone number.
Amazon handles nearly a third of the global cloud infrastructure market. Coming up on 5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Lawyers for former FBI Director James Comey are urging a judge to dismiss the case against him. In court papers filed yesterday, they called it a vindictive prosecution motivated by personal animus. CBS News Justice Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
Arguments of vindictive prosecution, they're not one of a kind. They're garden variety in the federal criminal system, but nothing quite like this. What James Comey argues is that it was just days before he was charged by a grand jury that President Trump posted on social media a directive to Pam, the Attorney General Pam Bondi, to prosecute.
The University of Arizona has become the seventh university to reject a Trump administration proposal that would give the schools funding priority if they agree to support the Trump agenda. Two other universities, Vanderbilt and Texas, have yet to make a final decision. For the first time, a woman will serve as prime minister in Japan. Asia reporter Alex Jensen.
Japan's newly chosen leader, Sanae Takaichi, has been called the country's Iron Lady. And the 64-year-old conservative will need plenty of resolve, as she's her party's fourth prime minister in just 5 years, amid political scandal and low public trust.
Proclaiming his innocence on his way to prison today, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has begun serving a 5-year sentence. He was convicted of a criminal conspiracy to finance his 2007 election campaign with money from Libya. Well, here at home, the Toronto Blue Jays won the American League pennant.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball. Left field.
George Springer's 3-run home run in the 7th inning on Fox powered the Blue Jays to a 4-3 Game 7 win over the Seattle Mariners in the American League Championship Series. Toronto will meet the L.A. Dodgers in the World Series, which opens Friday night. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett here with you at 7:09. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. More fun and information is straight ahead. Speaking of information, we've got to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds westerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight clear. Lows falling to the 40s. Winds remain west 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 60s. And then Wednesday night clear with lows falling back to 41. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmers right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agripark, celebrating 50 years.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier here in the last few minutes, westbound on 24 up through the Antioch area. You got all that traffic coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 going westbound as you pass Bell Road, Haywood Lane. It's starting to slow down just a bit more here on 65 southbound. We already had a wreck earlier southbound here at Trinity Lane. When you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The show you're about to hear is real. The names have been changed to protect the hosts. Join John, Brian, and Dalton on The Wake Up Crew.
Today's word is relief.
Oh, I thought it was scary.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't change it in the middle of the day? In the middle of the day?
I guess you can do whatever you want. It's the Wake Up Crew. Welcome back into the second hour here for Tuesday morning, episode 1771. Ooh, I like this part. Sounds like things are happening.
The word is scary.
Is that because of Halloween or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice. I like that. Speaking of Halloween, just 10 days away. Lots of Halloween things going on. I mean, lots. It's turned out to be a corporate slash business kind of a holiday now. Have you noticed? You know, like they've got the thing on the square. I did find that out. I meant to tell you yesterday. I forgot. 3 to 5 on the square on Friday the 31st. That's the trick-or-treating on the square.
Oh, so Halloween night.
Yes. Well, afternoon.
Yeah, you can go there.
Mm-hmm.
See, by the time you go around the square, you've got half your candy supply.
If not, more than that. So
I don't leave anything out anymore, and I don't. My family's all gone on Halloween. I used to sit out there and give out candy, but I've kind of gotten grumpy.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
We never had any trick-or-treaters at my dad's house. Never had any at my house.
Well, we have a lot at my house.
Well, you're in a neighborhood.
I mean, I could really, but I don't think I'm going to feel like sitting out there.
Probably not.
You know.
On Taco Tuesday, in just a moment, in honor of you, there is a Men's Health article. Wait. Are carbs actually awesome?
I think so. You don't have to convince me. I love carbs.
The carb is 180 years old this year. Why are we still so scared of it? Word of the day, scary. But anyway.
Why are we scared of carbs?
That should be interesting.
When are you going to do that?
I thought we'd do that in Taco Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Just a minute. Yeah.
So we're going to vary from our normal schedule, really, even though it's about food or carbs.
Well,
we're going to take a little different look.
It's food related.
Yeah. Okay.
And we can throw in other things because you were telling me about a restaurant you ate at. And I want to talk to you about that. That kind of thing. So we're going to have Taco Tuesday coming up here in just a few. We do have Middle Tennessee football for you tomorrow as the Blue Raiders are in Delaware. It's our first time taking on Delaware. You know, that's a weird word to spell. I always misspell it.
D-E-L-A-W-A-R-E?
Yeah.
I bet you spell it with D-E-L-E, don't you?
That's what my mind wants to do.
Yeah.
But, let's see. I'm looking for their mascot. UD.
What's a UD?
They're the blue hens. So UD is a blue hen.
Our word of the day, UD.
Y-O, capital U, capital D for University of Delaware, E-E, UD. So that's tomorrow. Friday night, we're headed to Smyrna. The Bulldogs will take on the Laverne Wolverines. That's our State Farm Prep football game on WGNS and Big G TV. And this weekend, it's the big Tennessee-Kentucky matchup. It's Vanderbilt hosting Missouri. And the Titans will host Indianapolis. So lots of football going on this weekend. What was it? In the month of October starts 43 straight days of college football.
Really?
There's a college football game, at least one, every day for 43 days in October.
Monday, too? Like Mondays?
And Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of nuts.
You know, they don't even try to put regular programming on anymore on networks on Saturday.
Well, you turn on ABC and you got football all day.
You got NBC, I think. Yeah, NBC usually has Notre Dame or something at night, and then Channel CBS does too.
CBS has got
ESPN.
The Big Ten.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you don't want to watch football, you're kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Let's see. What did song of the day. Don't let me forget to do that. Our song of the day, it's not John's favorite, even though he thought it was his favorite, but that's coming up later in the week. But this is Donovan and Season of the Witch.
Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
Song of the day. There has been there was a story about a Tennessee mom and her two daughters scammed out of money in a fake rental scam. And listen to how elaborate this is. The scammers copied a real property management sign, but they used a fake QR code and website on the sign. And they put it in this in front of this property. And so they tricked the mom into sending deposits and fees. So every time, you know, move-in day gets closer, well, we need you to send in for this deposit, or we need you to send in to have the locks changed, or this and that. And move-in day came, and there was no lease and no keys, and police later confirmed that it was a scam. So the family was out thousands of dollars. They were out of a home, a place to live, all because the scammer put a fake property management sign, but it was the same sign that was in the front yard, and all they did was change the QR code, put a QR code sticker over the sticker that was on the sign, and it took you to a place where they were able to get your personal information and take your money. So got to be careful of those things.
I'm not a big fan of the QR code anyway.
Yeah. I mean, they're okay and handy.
I bet you love it.
But,
yeah.
Not that I love it, but you just got to make sure you're talking to the people you think you're talking to before you send any money, for sure. Okay, sports news right now.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
In Toronto, the Blue Jays took Game 7 of the American League Championship Series, edging Seattle 4-3 as George Springer hit a three-run homer in the seventh. Solo homers for Seattle's Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh. The Mariners, with runners in scoring position, went 1-for-7. The series MVP was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The World Series starts Friday night on Fox TV, with Toronto hosting the L.A. Dodgers. Toronto had one more win than L.A. during the regular season. NFL victories for Detroit and Seattle. There were two Monday night football games. Seattle, now 5-2, beat Houston 27-19 despite four turnovers. Sam Darnold with one touchdown pass, one interception, one fumble. Detroit, now 5-2, beat Tampa Bay 24-9. Jared Goff, one TD, one interception, one fumble. Jahmyr Gibbs, 17 carries, 136 yards, two scores. Tampa Bay wideout Mike Evans left with a broken collarbone.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hello, this is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we come to the Rutherford County Farmers Market, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, no grains, steroids, antibiotics, or additional hormones. This is Mike Vaughn of Vaughn's Bermuda Farm in White County, and we sell 100% grass-fed Angus beef, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you. Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722 on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. Standout pieces, name brand steals, up to 70% off retail at America's Thrift, americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details. And don't forget their Halloween hub, man. They've got you covered on costumes, decor, and more for the season. It's Taco Tuesday time. So John revealed yesterday that kind of low carbonate I had for breakfast, half of an Italian style salami, spiced ham, provolone, pepperoni, Italian dressing, and a tortilla.
Mmm.
And part of it was good. But if something gets soggy, that's why I can't eat sandwiches like that.
Oh, like they're in the cooler and stuff at stores? Yeah.
This was prepackaged, and it got soggy, and it's just not for me. It tasted good until it got soggy. But I saw this article yesterday, and it made me think of you. Wait, are carbs actually awesome? You know, carbs get a bad deal. A Seattle-based dietitian named Catherine Metzlar, who specializes in nutritional therapy, with patient eyes and warm smiles. Oh, what does that mean? Guilt is very common emotion associated with eating carbs. And then you restrict those foods and you feel like it's out of control. So that's where she says there is a fear of carbs. Over the past few decades, scientists have built a more evolved view of carbohydrates. This class of nutrients has been unfairly blamed for obesity, diabetes, and health-related illnesses, and cardiovascular disease and such. Unless you've been living, you know, under a rock somewhere, the paleo diet, the low-carb diet, these are all diets that have really changed the way people eat. The basic thing that she's getting to is that not all carbs are bad, but if you eat all of one type of food, that can't be good for your body in terms of a balanced diet. But I think we eat too many carbs. And that's the thing.
Yes. I'm talking to a doctor. She says, like, a baked potato, a small baked potato is good. I mean, it's not bad for you. Whole wheat flour, whole wheat bread can be good. But it's all the it's still excess. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you eat too many, you can. Okay, say you go to a restaurant and you order two steaks instead of one because you're on a low carb diet. Well, that doesn't help you by eating that much, you know, protein, steak.
And it's $75.
Right. And so, I mean, there's different ways to look at it. But what I've tried to do is if I want a baked potato, I'll get one. I'll cut it in half. And I put the other, I take it home and eat it sometime later on or don't eat it at all. But, and that's why, you know, a lot of people say that really the big thing is calories, you know, cutting down the amount of food you eat. I have under this particular now I'm not going to stay low carb forever.
Sure,
but I will start to build it back up once I get some weight down and try to get that A1C down a little bit.
Part of
Jardiance is really no. I'm
part of what this article is talking about when you went to processed bread in the 20s, and then Dr. Atkins with the Atkins diet in the 70s. And then you bring in zero-calorie drinks and sugar-free drinks and things of that nature, which have other things, you know. Then you have the keto diet phase of the 90s that still continues. We've gone through this roller coaster ride of carbs are bad, carbs are okay. And this lady's saying everything is okay as long as you do it in moderation.
True. I do find that cutting the carbs a little bit help my sleep patterns, but also gives me more energy than I had. But you know, that's because when you eat eat a gallon of ice cream at 10 o'clock at night, that's probably not good. That's probably what they're talking about. But she mentioned that the bread is probably the worst thing because you eat so much of it and you don't realize you're eating that much. Like you can nibble on, you know, you can go to Texas Roadhouse and get eight rolls.
Yeah.
Before you know it. You've never done that, have you, Brian?
No, but I do have Texas Roadhouse rolls in the freezer.
Okay. Okay. That explains some of it.
I've they're at Walmart. You can get a tray and make your own Texas Roadhouse rolls, and they're really good. And you pop them in the microwave
for which is it, buddy?
30 seconds. Oh, I'm way over on carbs right now. I need to cut back on those for sure. But we're going to find out one of a new restaurant that you went to.
Yes.
In the second Taco Tuesday coming up.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
We're talking with Sue and Bob Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
Well, I had a couple of falls.
My daughter said, it's time for you to do something instead of me having to do something.
And our daughter decided that we needed to go somewhere.
It was a hard move for me. So we looked at several places, but the Villages of Murfreesboro was the one. We just fell in love with it. So bright and airy. Everybody we've met have just been super.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We've reached 7:30 on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores.
And we have some birthdays to announce today. Brian Hercules, Jennifer Burks, Brenda Height, Ben Cunningham, Gene Host, and Katie Peachy. And we've got room for some more, so get those calls in.
Indeed we do. And if you're going to call or text, you need to do that very quickly. 615-893-1450. And when I say quickly, it's like now's your deadline to get those in. 615-893-1450. Hit us up on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. You're from the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores. You can find big, big savings at America's Thrift. It's like a brand new store every time you walk in. They're constantly changing it out. Great, huge aisles, clean store. You're going to love it. And the Halloween hub for costumes and decorating ideas for Halloween. Check them out at America's Thrift on MLK Junior Boulevard.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds westerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight clear. Lows falling to the 40s. Winds remain west 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 60s. And then Wednesday night clear with lows falling back to 41. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Good morning. A couple of wrecks out of here right now. Just heavy traffic flow trying to get up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County with that crowd there on 24 westbound at Bell Road, OHB. It's slow go 65 south at Trinity Lane trying to load up now through Hendersonville. All that traffic coming in from Sumner County right now on Vietnam. That's going westbound towards Conference Drive. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, no matter what county, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
City offices in Laverne remain closed to the public following a cybersecurity breach that disrupted municipal operations on Friday morning. The breach discovered after a regular network activity prompted an immediate response from city staff, who took the system offline and sent employees home. Federal and state agencies, including the FBI and Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, along with third-party cybersecurity firm, are now investigating. City Administrator Bruce Richardson confirmed that all computers on the city network are undergoing checks. In the meantime, essential services are being managed through manual methods. Laverne officials are urging residents to follow updates through the city's website or social media platform. Just as city officials were grappling with the breach, another emergency unfolded in Laverne involving Rutherford County school buses. A collision occurred Monday morning at the intersection of Fergus Road and North Lowry Street, Highway 41. According to James Evans, spokesperson for the Rutherford County School System, a smaller transport bus turned in front of a larger school bus, leading to a side impact near the lift area. The smaller bus had only the driver and an aide on board. The larger bus carried 11 students. Thankfully, no students were injured, though the aide from the smaller vehicle was treated for injuries of unknown severity. The Tennessee Highway Patrol is leading the crash investigation. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast streaming on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over at our website, WGNSradio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee, start your morning right and informed with the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time is 7:35, The Wake Up Crew. On News Radio, WGNS, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on a Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
Part two. Taco Tuesday, part two. Dalton and I have talked quite a bit about Drake's, a restaurant that we like. In fact, two Sundays ago, we went to Drake's. I had their meatloaf hamburger. That was kind of their special.
Where? Who? Where?
At Drake's. The meatloaf hamburger. Now, 2 weeks ago.
Why are you saying that? I was going to introduce that I'd been.
I know. That's what I've...
And now you're just kind of taking my thunder.
You weren't listening. I said that Dalton and I have talked about it, and now you've been to give us your perspective on Drake's.
Well, I had a salad. I'm low-carbing, you know. Mm-hmm. I had a salad, but what I loved about it is...
Chicken salad?
No, it's regular salad with lettuce and, you know.
It didn't have any protein in it?
It had chicken.
Gee, okay.
Yeah.
Just asking.
Lettuce, you know, the non-caloric. But anyway, they chop it all up, and that's what makes it so good. Is it like you can almost eat it with a spoon. Even the chicken is chopped up, and it's like eating one big bowl. I mean, it's really neat the way they do it. I've never had a salad like that.
Did they have the sauce all mixed in it, too?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
You put your own sauce on there. I had vinaigrette with mine, and it was really good. And I usually places like that, they don't really emphasize salads that much, you know. And but what I really liked about it was the big screens they had all over the place. I mean, you didn't have a bad view anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're huge screens. So I had tried to talk them into going to Neighbors first because I wanted to go to Neighbors. And they decided I got outvoted, so they went to Drake's. And I was well pleased. I thought it was real good.
You can't go wrong with either.
No. So... And we'll try Neighbors next. And
the variety at Drake's, well, both of them, really. But they've got a lot of different, I mean, you can find something that you're in the mood for.
And we'll go to In-N-Out one of these days. I don't know what I'll get. I'll probably just eat hamburger without the patty, without the bun. But
is it even open yet?
No, it's under national security.
I know. Right, fences up everywhere.
Yeah, they won't open it up until they're ready. So
last time I was over there, I got some pictures over the fence of it.
Oh, now like, it's shaping up pretty good. Now
yeah.
It's about ready. It'll be soon.
They've got signs up to apply for jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
There. So
this is pretty good.
Well, I'm glad your adventure at Drake's was good.
I'm venturing out.
Mm.
The key word for today. Oh, no, I've already got a word. Would be venturing out.
Venturing out. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's venture out with some snack foods.
Now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
I'm Brian Barrett for Dalton Barrett.
Yeah, it kind of loses a little bit of it.
Yeah. You know. Limited edition Campbell's grilled cheese and tomato soup. It's a soup with grilled cheese and tomato flavor all in one.
Wow.
In the soup. That might be up your alley. Sparkling ice. They have Starburst flavors. These are zero calorie. You can get orange, lemon, cherry, or strawberry. Pillsbury mini cinnies. Little cinnamon thingamajiggies. They kind of look like Pop-Tarts, but are thicker.
I got you.
Crispy crescent bites. Salted caramel and sea salt are available at Costco. Fruity Pebbles waffles. What is that cereal? It looks like honeycombs is what they look like. But you get a crunchy fruity blast in the waffle shapes. And unfortunately, that's all the snack food stuff I have.
You're kidding me.
No, because this apparently where I go to get the snack food report, their page on Instagram was hacked and they have a new page and... There's nothing showing up on their page but that. So.
Well, I tried a new ice cream before I had to go on this diet, but I tried a new ice cream. It was from Bluebell, and it was this is what it was in, peanut butter cups.
Oh, nice.
Cooked chocolate cookie dough in a vanilla and vanilla ice cream. Oh, and you crunch up and hit one of those peanut butter cups. Oh, absolutely. I forgot what they call it, but it was really good.
I had I just finished off a Blue Bell. It was peaches in vanilla ice cream. Ooh. It wasn't peach ice cream, but it was peaches in the vanilla.
Yeah, that makes it good.
Very tasty.
Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Donating is easy at America's Thrift Stores. They're proud to partner with Make-A-Wish Middle Tennessee to help grant life-changing wishes for local children battling critical illnesses. When you donate gently used clothing and household items, you're giving more than stuff. You're giving hope. Every donation helps Make-A-Wish bring joy to a child right here in Middle Tennessee. Drop off donations today at the new location in Murfreesboro at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Junior Boulevard. Learn more at americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time to wrap up the Wake Up Crew here for a Tuesday morning. Hope you've enjoyed the show. The podcast will be up shortly after 8 or so this morning if you caught the tail end or if you want to listen back to the 6 o'clock hour on the way home this afternoon. I think you'll enjoy it. Wake Up Crew brought to you by America's Thrift Stores on MLK Junior Boulevard. Standout pieces, name brand steals, huge rug selection of all things, like huge area rugs. Everything you can think of at America's Thrift on MLK Junior Boulevard, americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for more information. And don't forget, they're your Halloween hub out there at America's Thrift. Saying good morning today to our SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day. Dr. James Garner is today's good neighbor for being a wonderful, caring, compassionate doctor. Dr. James Garner receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're out on South Academy. And WGNS Radio. Today's Good Neighbor salute comes from SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and celebrating the neighbors who pour strength into our community. Text NEIGHBOR, N-E-I-G-H-B-O-R, just that one word, to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on the link, fill out the information to get us a good neighbor. You can also do that at WGNSradio.com/... That's right, / good neighbor.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I've been trying to break up with my obstetrician lately, and it's really, really hard.
Really?
Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she says, "Move in a little closer. How about now?"
Replay.
That was more than solid. That was really good. You're starting to get on a little roll. I don't want to jinx you, but you're starting to get a little bit of a roll.
We'll see what happens when Dalton gets back. Remind me to tell you about Little Bit. She's got her. You would be proud, John. She's got her first Braves jersey.
About time. Kid's what, 3 or 4 months old?
Yeah. She's 5 months old now. Can you believe it? 20 pounds.
Just a 20 pounds.
Bundle of joy. You know, when you change her diaper,
mm-hmm.
she sits up. She's trying to sit up. She raises her head up trying to sit up when she's laying on her back when you're changing her diaper.
She wants to know what's going on.
Will you hurry up, please? Squirmy thing. All right. What have we learned today?
We learned that I watched the Masters of Flip and told the history of that show, and that SRM Concrete Truck was in it.
And SRM is in 23 states.
Yeah. I almost got it right. I said 22.
That was a really good guess. Did you think that you were high on that guess when you guessed
No,
it?
I thought it was low, actually. I thought it was a little low. I thought it was going to be about 31, but...
It's amazing. Even in Los Angeles, California, SRM trucks.
Yep, yep. And I was glad Dr. Garner got good neighbor of the day. That was good. That's a good choice. Whoever picked him. Yeah. So, all good. So
he is, you know, he owns all those little offices back in there in that Highland Terrace, and the Child Advocacy Center needed a place to relocate, and he offered them a really great deal on being able to move into one of those. Just. Out of the goodness of his heart, you know.
Highland Terrace has changed. All that Highland has really changed a lot. I was looking for Manny Avenue Baptist Church the other day, and it's not there anymore.
Oh, is it not?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe you go by there and look one day.
Manny Avenue's changed a lot.
Yeah, it has a lot.
A ton. It's wild. All right.
You're packing up. I guess it means we're ready to go.
It is. I see people breathing.
You're taking your soggy tortilla burrito or whatever.
I'm going to throw it in the garbage in there.
Ralph will like that.
Yes, he will. Season of the Witch, our song of the day. Have a good one. We'll see you back in the morning.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 73 degrees. Winds westerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight clear. Lows falling to the 40s. Winds remain west 5 to 10. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs warm into the upper 60s. And then Wednesday night clear with lows falling back to 41. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 55.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating